Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Tim Doyle and Leah Van Dorn are engaged to be married, and like most couples, they were drawn together by some mutual interests. In their case, they're both vampires. Tim's on the line. Afternoon, Tim.
Good afternoon.
When did you first become interested in vampirism?
Vampirism, for me, I got interested into it when I was about roughly 13 to 14 years of age. First, you know, kind of chalked it all off to, kind of like a stage, a phase, as it were. And as I got older, it just kind of just drew me in further and further. It wasn't something that I just kind of, I didn't grow out of, and been stuck with it ever since.
And what was it that attracted you to it?
It's funny. It's a wide variety of things. But at first, you know, it was kind of like this whole, I guess you could call it, basically a drawing, like something that just felt, when I was ever at nighttime, I felt just really re-energized, revitalized. Of course, it was a sort of an esoteric mystique to it that kind of pulled me in. I'm very spiritual, but that's just me personally. Not all people who are into this lifestyle are spiritual. But also, you know, just kind of the little quirks of the kind of thing that resonate with vampirism, which is, you know, kind of sensitivity to sun, kind of migraines, stuff like that. And also just the, I'm sure I word it, kind of need to be around other people in order to kind of feel more revitalized and stuff like that.
Can you describe, is there a kind of a physiological reaction you have or a physical reaction
when you've taken
somebody else's blood?
It depends on the certain type of person and because there are different types of ways of quote unquote feeding. You know, there are, it's kind of a scary term to use in the modern day world because it sounds like really scary, but you know, for some people, you know, they do feed on, you know, just being in the room, like in some people's cases, they're just really, you know, kind of lethargic, depressed, or what have you. And then all of a sudden they're around other people, and all of a sudden they kind of like feel like this sort of charge, as it were. It's like being in a crowd, and you kind of just kind of, you know, you kind of feel a little more alive, or feel more, you know, your mood kind of lifts up being in this kind of room full of, we would call it just ambient energy by other people. Other people, like my fiance and I, you know, we will feed, you know, kind of a little explicit here, but, you know, kind of sexually, you know, when you're intimate with someone, you know, there's sort of a exchange of intimacy. There's this connection, energy exchange, what have you. And then, of course, the more creepier side that most people hear about or are kind of afraid of is the what we call the blood feeding and stuff like that. And, you know, it's just, you know, of course, being a safe, sanitary, and a person, you know, cuts their arm or what have you, and the person, you know, feeds that way.
Now, it is obviously all consensual. How do you go about feeding on someone else's blood? Are there different methods of doing that?
There are very much different methods. Consent is one of the biggest things that we advocate, and also sanitation and safety above all else. I mean, you know, regardless of what you hear and see in the media, you know, we're not mortal. We're not really anything different than normal human beings. We just take the term vampire as a self-identification. But to answer your question, now in my fiance and I's case, there are multiple ways, and of course, it all really depends on the person's preference because it's like. It's going to sound a little goofy to say it, but I think it kind of fits more according to each individual. Everyone kisses differently.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of the way. It's kind of like that. Now, for instance, you can, you know, like this, what you saw in our article, which was, you know, some people can cut their arm because they have a little, you know, safe sanitary blade, you know, just, you know, make a little cuddle on the top of the skin. Blood coagulates and rises to the surface. Others will kind of do it in more hidden place, like just above their shoulder, kind of give you that impression of the typical, you know, cliche vampire scene that you see in the movies. And others who will go a little further is basically do it, will take it out via syringe. You know, they'll actually hit a vein, you know, pull it out, and either and then, you know, put it into a gauntlet or, you know, a cup, and you know, sometimes people put a little alcohol in it and then drink it that way.
Right. You did mention that you're engaged to Leah, that the two of you met at a vampires conference. And as you said, it's kind of part of your sex life as well. Would that be considered cheating if you draw blood from somebody else?
Oh, no, no, nothing like that. that's actually a really good question, actually. You know, people in the vampire community are just like any people in any modern day society. Like, for instance, my fiance and I, we love each other very, very much. She's my soulmate and my other half and someone I adore very much. But we are in an open relationship. We do have other, what we call play partners, people that we find attractive sexually and stuff like that and otherwise. And as long as each other knows and we and the other person that we are with is safe and sanitary, and as and that's totally fine. So no. Now, again, some people, and like I said, it depends on the person. For some people, when they are with someone, they're theirs for life, and they only want that one person. And that's just like any relationship, really.
Yeah, that's like anything else in the world, I suppose. When you when you meet people, kind of like, you know, boring, normal people who don't know anything about your life, you know, are you a bit cautious about telling them, you know, I do a bit of vampiring on the side?
You know, I really don't, I'm not the type of person that comes up to them like, oh, hi, my name's Tim, I'm a vampire. It's one along the lines of, I like to let people to get to know me without the self-identification first, and get to know me as just a person, not a human or a vampire, just as a person, and let them make their own assessment, because I find the moment you introduce yourself as a vampire, just straight from the get-go, people are automatically have a sort of assumption about you, a preconception of that you're crazy, that, you know, you belong in a loony bin on meds somewhere. And but then when I take this phase of a person getting to know my likes, dislikes, and gets to know me in everyday life, and then I get to show them that, yes, this is, you know, part of my part of who I am as well, they're more well receiving to it. They don't actually, you know, some people are, they don't respond so, you know, negatively.
And yourself and Leah, Tim, have you set a date yet for the wedding?
Yes, it is November 11th of 2018.
All right, so it's some way away. So will this be big wedding? Because, you know, I would imagine this would be a fun wedding to go to.
Yes, it is going to be a big wedding. It's going to be a very, very fun wedding. Now, the one thing that, you know, when we have what we call our vampire events here in Austin, Texas, in the United States, it's called the Vampire Ball and the Vampire Carnival. They are run by an organization here in Austin called the Vampire Court of Austin. It's an amazing court here in Austin. Now, despite the fact that they are quote-unquote vampiric events, they do allow all people from all walks of life to come to our events and just come around and have a lot of fun.
All right. Do vampires have a term for non-vampires? I mean, apart from dinner.
We really don't. Some people call it, the vampire community does not have like a definite one definition to people like that. Sometimes people call it like, as some pagans, you know, and stuff like that, I do identify as a pagan as well. You know, what can I call it? Mundanes, you know, people who just, you know, who just live everyday life. Now, that kind of term's kind of been taking, kind of been twisted to make it seem a little rude. So we just try to say, just literally, just it sounds a little more, longer to say, but we just say it's normal people.
Tim, best of luck with the wedding, and thank you so much for speaking with us today. Tim Doyle, thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a great day.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? Gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.